There are almost 13,000 people living in emergency accommodation in the state now, and organisations helping people without a home say that the scale of homelessness is much higher. DePaul, one of those charities, say they supported almost 7,500 people last year, among them 1,600 children. Fiona, we're just using her first name, has been homeless for 20 years and is currently staying in a hostel. She's on a waiting list for housing. Fiona has four children and is recovering from a heroin addiction. Last night she told our reporter Angus Cox about her experience of becoming homeless.
I became homeless when my partner passed away. I had three young boys. I was actually had two and I was pregnant and we torched them. And I got a home and within a few months I was going through postnatal depression after having the baby. We torched them and I was just having family problems. I was in an area where I wasn't. It was just, I started taking heroin and I wasn't myself and I was letting everything go. And I ended up having to hand my house up. I couldn't cope in the house. I just was going through much family stuff.
What was the most difficult aspect of being homeless?
Well, for the first 10 years, I was homeless with my children. And two of my sons were in their teens. They were doing their junior certs. I had to let them go and stay with family members. And trying to feed me addiction. And I had another daughter after that. Wearing four kids, addiction, trying to get them to school and going from one hostel to another with the children. It was very hard. That was the hardest time in my life. At one stage, it was three families into a room when the kids were with me. Even now, it's not any better than I'm on my own. Like, it's still chaotic. There's all my clothes, my makeup, and everything was only robbed last week. I was left with nothing. At least if I had my own home, that closed my door and learned how to cook again. I probably can't remember how to cook, I don't think. If I had my own home, I'd be like, I could bounce back and be myself. I ended up in another place where I got a room to myself for a while. That's when I stopped smoking heroin. That was 11 years ago. So that's when I stopped smoking heroin, but I'm still on my methadone and prescribed medication. Street drugs, I finished with a long time. But it's still in my face constantly, every day, every night in the room and in the hospital. It's just everywhere you go, it's there. So you're fighting your homelessness, you're fighting addiction, you're fighting to keep your family still together. And you're fighting to get up out of your bed basically every morning. I'm in a hostel in a shared room with five other women, which two are still wrapped up in two different types of addiction. When they're doing that, I have to leave the room. It could be at 3 and 4 in the morning. And I'm actually tired this morning because they're in and out of the room all night doing their drugs. So I was kind of drained this morning when I came down.
That's Fiona talking to our reporter, Angus Cox. David Carroll is in our RTE studio. He's chief executive of the cross-border homeless charity DePaul. David Carroll, good morning. Thanks for coming in to us today. Tell us more about the people that DePaul has been supporting this past year.
Well, Gavin, good morning. I think Fiona is a really good example of one of those 7,500 people that DePaul have been supporting who are fighting really hard to get out of homelessness and to be able to make a life for themselves. Those 7,500 people come from a range of backgrounds, but DePaul focus and concentrate on supporting those people with the greatest complexities within the homeless population. And I suppose one of our huge challenges is how do we get people out of temporary accommodation in the current homelessness crisis, and how do we provide supports in order for people like Fiona to be able to make lives for themselves in the future, particularly because of the long and traumatic backgrounds that some people experience.
Tell us about the impact that you're seeing that homelessness is having on children.
Well, we are finding that people are staying with us longer. Over the last year and a half, people are averaging over kind of 6 months to, if not over a year, in staying with ourselves. And the longer that children stay in homelessness, the greater the impact that may have from a longer term point of view. You know, all of the research that is around that children who are in homelessness have more kind of vulnerabilities and are more likely to experience developmental delays and health problems going forward. And we have a particular focus this year on kind of making sure that the issue of intergenerational homelessness, that's that, making sure that families who have been in homelessness their children don't experience homelessness going forward. So the supports that we give people at this particular stage, we provide a childcare worker within our temporary accommodation for children is hugely important in order to be able to support children access education, access play, support parents to be able to support their children when in a really difficult situation.
The Taoiseach last week here on RTE Radio 1, when asked about the scale of homelessness, pointed to family breakdown and migration as key contributors. Do you agree?
Well, look, I think we have to be kind of realistic that families do kind of fall apart and do break down, but there are other kind of reasons why homelessness exists, including economic reasons and ability to be able to access proper and adequate housing. What we're focusing on, and you know, the figures this morning is that the housing is coming on board, is that the proper housing does exist for those people like Fiona to be able to access. We have a particular focus on, if somebody comes into homelessness and has to use temporary accommodation, let's get them out as soon as possible. And that is around having a vibrant housing sector that is affordable and accessible to all.
David Carroll, Chief Executive of Cross Border Homeless Charity DePaul, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning. It's 10 to 8.